Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 2, 1805. Horses slip and fall. The so-called road Clark and party are traveling disappears, so they must cut a trail. There is some confusion over exactly where the corps crossed the mountains north of the North Fork of the Salmon, but they do eventually end up on the Bitterroot River, which they called Clark's River. Captain Clark writes about this treacherous effort.
A cloudy morning. Rained some last night. We set out early and proceeded on up the Fish Creek, crossed a large fork from the right and one from the left, and at 8 miles left the road on which we are pursuing, and which leads over to the Missouri, and proceeded up a west fork. Without a road, proceeded on through thickets in which we were obliged to cut a road over rocky hillsides, where our horses were in pitiable danger of slipping to their certain destruction, and up and down steep hills where several horses fell. Some turned over, and others slipped down steep hillsides. One horse crippled, and two gave out. With the greatest difficulty, risk, etc., we made 5 miles and encamped on the left side of the creek in a small stony bottom. After night, some time before the rear came up, one load left about 2 miles back. The horse on which it was carried crippled. Some rain at night. Captain William Clark, September 2, 1805.
The party battled the same rough terrain for the next few days, not finding it any easier going until September 6. The word pitiable in the entry probably meant perpetual or perhaps potential. This is another example of the captain's imaginative spelling. Monday, mythical Welsh Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.